Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Sally,
I need your help more than anyone's.
You certainly do, Jack. I had the most terrible vision.
That's splendid.
That is the voice of Jack Skellington, otherwise known as Fairfield resident and very famous actor Chris Sarandon. Today, Friday the 13th, marks the 30th anniversary of Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas. Chris, thank you so much for joining us. I am fascinated by your life and your career.
Ooh. Well, tell me more.
Yeah, it's funny. When I think about the release of that movie and what a big deal it was in the run-up, obviously, to the holiday, I don't remember it being Friday the 13th. You know, with all the other projects that you've done, though, it's just amazing to see how many of those fun movies for this time of year you actually were in.
I'm a holiday extravaganza. Yes, that's true.
Obviously, Child's Play and Chucky is a terror movie, so you think it's Halloween. But when this movie came out, Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas, is it a Halloween movie or a Christmas movie?
Well, you know, Ken Page, who played Oogie Boogie in the movie, and by the way, whom I interviewed on my podcast, Cooking by Heart, and who does a wonderful, wonderful job. We did it actually here at the local Sacred Heart University Community Theater. We both see each other occasionally. We go to Comic-Con, and Ken and I both answer the question the same way. Both.
Chris, when you do the Comic-Con, do more people come up and talk to you about Nightmare Before Christmas? Do they talk to you about Fright Night or Child's Play? What is the thing that really this time of year that people gravitate to the most?
This time of year, definitely the spookier ones, the ones you just mentioned, Child's Play, Fright Night, and The Nightmare Before Christmas. And then in general, at the Comic-Cons, The Princess Bride is also a big...
I have a random question because I always thought it was interesting. As a voice actor, when you're selected to do this role, now you voiced Jack Skellington, but you didn't sing his songs, right?
Right. Danny Elfman sings the songs, and the songs had already been created and animated, by the way, prior to the time that I was even engaged to do Jack's voice.
You're a singer, too. Were you sad? Were you like, wait a minute, I could sing this. Why does he get to do it?
Right. I think of you as such a theater talent. Yeah.
Yeah, I do sing. I've done Broadway musicals. Danny Elfman has a very unique voice, and obviously he composed the music, and so he has a very, very specific sort of sound that works for him. And one of the reasons they cast me, I think, was because I have a similar vocal timbre to Danny.
All right, Chris, we do something called the speed round. These are random questions. There's no right or wrong answer. We just fire them as quickly as you can and answer them as best you can. Sound good?
Absolutely.
It's Friday the 13th. What superstition do you actually believe in?
I don't.
Chris, harder to work with, Chucky and Child's Play or Pacino and Dog Day Afternoon?
Oh, definitely Chucky.
I thought so.
He was a major pain.
If you were trick-or-treating on Halloween this year, what's your costume?
When my kids were growing up, they always asked me, Dad, why don't you dress up at Halloween? And I say, I dress up for a living. I don't really dress up for Halloween.
That leads me right to my next question. Do you also break into random Princess Bride monologues with your friends while drinking?
I do not.
Oh, that's just me then. just me, I guess.
Can I be the pumpkin queen of Halloween Town?
It's all yours, girl.
Yes.
Going back to your soap opera days here, Chris, do you kiss people's chins in soap operas or do you really just lay a smacker on them?
I never had the opportunity to kiss anybody on a soap because I was a bit player. All I had to do was be in the scrubbing up. When the other doctors walked through, I had one line, essentially, which was, good morning, doctor. 6 months. That was my line. But it paid the rent.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Chris Sarandon, it's so great to talk to you. Thank you so much. And congratulations, 30th anniversary of Tim Burton's A Nightmare Before Christmas, Friday the 13th. Does it feel like 30 years?
It does not. It seems just a yesterday. And I'd also just like to mention very quickly that we're doing a live show, a local show, at the SHU Community Theater on December 22nd. The New York Times bestselling author, Jane Green, I invite everybody to come and see us. She's a fascinating woman.
Thank you so much, Chris. It was really nice to talk to you.
Same here, guys. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Hey, Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.